Just imagine a life of ease. Just imagine every day being the best day of your life. Just imagine having all the time that you ever need. Now, if this sounds impossible, or it sounds like a pipe dream, then just remember this. The world we live in today is the product of the imagination of people that have gone before us to create art, culture, technology, and also all the ills of the world. And it's our thoughts that create our world. And our imaginings are one of the components of our thoughts. Our imaginings come in our dreams. They're ethereal whispers that come through the top of our head and sometimes through the back of our crown. So the most perfect world that we can live in tomorrow is based on what we imagine today. And imagine this, that everything we see around us is an illusion of our own making. It's an illusion that life has to be hard. It's an illusion that the world is out to get us. And in this illusion, everything is a sign. Everything is a metaphor. Everything is a lesson. So imagine this. Imagine that all adversity is merely a sign. It's merely a sign that there's an easier way and that you've fallen off your path. And imagine that merely by acknowledging this, the adversity can vaporize and disappear. And imagine this. If you find yourself procrastinating and being creatively uncreative, then this is merely a sign that you are on the cusp of something really, really big. And again, you can thank that procrastination and the awareness that that's what it represents, to see to the other side of this illusion. And our fears are imaginary and illusory too. They are merely our protectors. Their purpose is to keep us safe. And again, when we recognize this and acknowledge this, we can thank them for coming along and thank them for protecting us. And let them know that now we'd like to move on to bigger and brighter challenges, and to let bigger and brighter opportunities come into our world. Now there's another product of the imagination that can hold us back. And that's to harbour in your imagination a lack of self-worth, that you are somehow not worth it. That it's someone else's job to change your world for you and to change the planet as a result. And this illusory lack of self-worth just has one purpose. It's so that each and every one of us can realize that we are worth it, that we come along with both a mission and a purpose, to grow, to learn, to contribute, and to embrace these kind of imaginary illusions so that we can evolve and move on. So just imagine for a moment that there's another type of world out there, where adversity is replaced by opportunity, where fears are replaced by excitement, where procrastination is replaced by an unlimited flow of inspiration and ideas, amazing productivity and creativity, and a desire to make a difference and make things happen, and where the world is magical and charmed, and everything turns up just at the right time. And the way to access this type of world is to acknowledge that you are here to learn, and rather than setting goals based on targets, to set goals based on what you want to learn. When we do this, the world sits up, takes notice, and presents to us the most perfect opportunities at the perfect time. Now, it's known that around 96% of what we see as reality is nothing, it's just dark energy, dark matter. But it's this 96%, the unseen, that creates all that is seen, and our route to accessing the unseen and all the potential that it contains is to spend 10 minutes every day in quiet meditation, reflection, and inner silence. So from now until the ending bell, reflect on this. The world around you is a mere product of your imagination. So if you want your world to change, all you have to do is to imagine a different, better, and brighter world. For you, your family, your friends, your business, and for all life forms and the planet as a whole.